Okay, welcome everybody. I am so glad you're here with us today, and I'm really excited because an author that I've read before reached out to me and said, hey, can I come on your show? And I said, well, yeah, of course. And so today we have Noah St. John, and Noah St. John is known as the Power Habits Mentor and is famous for helping entrepreneurs to get rid of their head trash and make more money. Noah is also the only author in history to have works published in Hay House, HarperCollins, Mindvalley, Nightingale, Conan, and Chicken Soup for the Soul publisher, which is really, you know, to me as an author, is extraordinarily impressive. So I want to know about your agent. Anyways, he also appears frequently in the news worldwide, including ABC, NBC, CBX, CBS, Fox, and Parade Magazine, Forbes.com, and Huffington Post. You can get Noah's new book, Get Rid of the Head Trash About Money, for free. And we're going to tell you more about that really soon. So welcome, Noah. I'm so glad to have you here with us.
Well, thanks, Karen. Great to be here with you today.
Yay. So you've written this new book. So tell me about it. So, you know, why did you write this book and why now?
Well, I've been doing this for 20 years. I started in my college dorm room in 1997 with $800 and a book on how to do HTML. So I started from very humble beginnings.
Yeah.
And from those very humble beginnings, now we've been able to help literally hundreds of thousands of people in over 120 countries, according to Google Analytics. And so we're just really excited because we've helped them to make more money, start their business, grow their business. And actually, we've literally helped my clients add over $500 million. That's billion, like $500 million, as Mike Myers would say. Yeah. But anyway, we've also helped kids, you know, get better grades and people overcome addiction, quit smoking, and find love. I mean, just really amazing success stories and case studies that we've got. So one of the things that I kept hearing over and over and over from people contacting me, from clients, and you know, just people on social media was, hey, Noah, you know, I hear you help people get unstuck, and I want to get unstuck. So, you know, can you help me? And, you know, yeah, of course I can help you. But because I started to hear this so often, I started thinking about it. Well, you know, we hear this a lot, like get unstuck and being stuck and all that. And I started thinking about, you know, what does that really mean and what's really causing it? And so the more that I thought about that, and I did a lot of research, talked to a lot of people, you know, my clients and so forth. And I really realized that a big, big reason that people are holding themselves back is one of the things that I talked about, you know, I've been talking about for many, many years, which is what I call your head trash, right? Your head trash is that guy in your head that says, you know, that basically tells you you can't do things.
Yeah.
And so I said, I've got to help people with this, especially in the area of money, right? Because isn't it true that, you know, money is a very emotional issue? That people want to sort of bury or sweep under the rug or something like that. They want to ignore it or they just don't know how to handle it or even have a conversation about it because it's so emotional. And so I realized, I've got to write this book to really help people get rid of their head trash about money, hence the name.
Yeah. So, and that's so true because people do get so emotional about it. So what do you think that's about? Like, what do you think, where do those emotions come from? Why are people so emotional about it?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. And one of the main reasons, I think, is because we are literally taught that it is a taboo subject, that you are not allowed to talk about money. I'll tell you just a funny story to illustrate that. I grew up poor in a rich neighborhood. Now, I know that sounds like a cliche, but I it's true. I grew up in this little town called Kennebunkport, Maine, which just happens to be one of the wealthiest communities in New England. But my family was dirt poor. And I mean that literally. We lived at the bottom of a dirt road in a drafty, unfinished house that my parents ended up losing to foreclosure. Now, my parents worked really, really hard. They struggled, they sacrificed, but they could just never get ahead. And so I heard about 10 trillion times growing up, we can't afford it. You know, we don't have any money. There's not enough, not enough, not enough. And so that's all I heard growing up. And so that was, of course, my programming. But yet it was so weird because right across the street, literally, there were people with lots of money, you know, lots of abundance. I mean, literally, you know, multi huge houses, million-dollar homes, even way, way back then.
Yeah.
You know, just lots of money. And so I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. How come my parents work so hard and struggle and sacrifice and they never get ahead? Meanwhile, there's people across the street that don't seem to work so hard, that have nice things, you know, clothes and houses and cars and all that stuff. And it didn't make any sense to me. And so I didn't have anybody to talk to about that. And, you know, whenever I try to bring it up, you know, the old people, the adults, you know, would just change the subject or not even want to talk about it. And I remember one time I was at school and there was a traveling, like a mini orchestra, like a string quartet is what it was, you know, the just string quartet. And you know how you go into the schools and they do these sort of traveling shows. And so I thought they were really good. And so I raised my hand and I said, how much money do you guys make? Now, of course, that's a very, as adults, we would never ask that, right? That's considered rude.
Right.
And I, you know, of course, the adults in the room, they all laughed. And then, of course, they said next question because they didn't want to answer the question. And I remember sitting there going, why is that? Why are they laughing? Why is that not a good question? Why is that not okay to talk about? You know, and obviously, as we get older, we don't. You just go, hey, so how much money are you making? You know,
we understand
that's rude. But again, my question is, why is that considered so rude?
Right.
You know, I get it that you're not supposed to do that. But that's just one reason that we're training our kids that even just to talk about money isn't okay. And that's one of the things that I would like to change, frankly.
Sure. It's funny. I used to actually work for a symphony orchestra locally. And and so when you ask that question, it's just like,
that's what I understand that as an adult, and I go be probably a little embarrassed, like
right.
Shoot, we don't actually want to tell you.
No, we don't really want to tell you
because
at all.
It's not much.
No. Okay, so in your book, you talk about three big mistakes that even smart entrepreneurs make, and how it comes and when it comes to reaching their goals. So what are those and how can they avoid them? And how can we avoid them?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah. Well, one of the big mistakes, and you're right. I mean, so the book is called Get Rid of Your Head Trash About Money. The subtitle is how to avoid the three big money mistakes that even smart people make. So, you know, I know everybody watching this program is very smart. They must be smart because they're watching your show. And so, however, you know, even people who've studied a lot, read a lot of books and you know, maybe spend a lot of money, are still making these very, very common and simple mistakes, but they're very costly mistakes. They're really going to cost you a lot if you don't take care of them, if you don't avoid them. So the first mistake that I talk about is not getting rid of your head trash about money. You know, I call it your unconscious money blocks.
Right.
Okay. And so the point is your head trash is that guy in your head that says, I can't do it because, and then you just fill in the blank. Now, I'm sure we've all heard it said that whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right.
Yeah.
And see, that is one of the funny things about us humans. We make ourselves right.
Yes.
So I'll just take my example, right? So I grew up hearing, I can't afford it. Well, there's never enough, never enough, never enough, right? I heard that 10 trillion times growing up. So naturally, I believe that, right? And, you know, that was my programming that, you know, my parents, not meaning to, you know, they weren't bad people. That's just what they grew up with. So they passed it along like, you know, we do if we don't consciously take care of these things.
Yeah.
So again, for you parents out there, you got to look at what you're passing on to your kids. Is it what you want to pass on?
Right.
And so the point being is, you know, I grew up for the first, you know, 10, 20, 30 years of my life going, I can't afford it. I'll never have enough. There's never enough. Obviously that affected me in tremendous ways that were very painful, very costly. And at age 25, I decided to commit suicide. Mm. I wasn't suicidal. I decided to commit suicide. I remember making that decision to do it. And so I wasn't just depressed. I made that decision to do it. Now, at the very last moment, I obviously didn't take my own life because I'm sitting here talking to you. But I did make that decision. And it was really just a miracle at the very last moment that, you know, caused me to not take my life. I actually talk about that. I tell that story in the book about Formations that, as you mentioned, was published by Hay House. So the point being is, you know, if you don't get rid of your unconscious head trash, which of course back then I had no idea about this. I didn't have language for it.
Right.
You know, there wasn't anybody talking about this stuff. So I didn't know what to do. I didn't have anywhere to go. And so if you look at how head trash can be affecting you, it really is affecting every part of your life, not just money.
Right.
But you can also have head trash in your health, you know, about weight loss, about your relationships.
Yeah.
You know, again, for me, it affected every area of my life. And I had, you know, no money, no friends, no, you know, just these survival jobs. It was truly awful. You know, now because I've been able to get, you know, identify and then systematically get rid of my head trash about money and all these things. Now I have, you know, a beautiful wife. We've been together for 10 years. You know, I've run a 7-figure work from home business. I've been able to help, you know, thousands of people all around the world. And as I mentioned, all my clients have made $500 million. So it's when you get rid of your head trash about money, it's really kind of, for many people watching and listening, it might even be hard to imagine how good it can get, how much you can accomplish if you've been holding on to it for many years, like I was, and like a lot of people are.
Right, right. So, the three mistakes. So, what are
the? Well, that was just the first one. That was just number one, because I'm very long-winded. I was very long-winded. No, I can go faster on 2 and 3.
No. I was like, did I
miss the other two? No, it was just one. Okay. Just blah, blah, blah for a long time on one.
No, that's great. Okay, perfect. Carry on. Number two.
Want me to go to number two? Yeah. I'll speed it up a little.
No. It's good. No.
Thanks for the subtle hint, Karen. Very nice. No. You want to speed it up, buddy? I got
it. No, I was like, well, no, I'm quite linear at times. It's like, what?
I got it. No problem. All right. So that's number one. Number one can affect you a lot. Number two is not having a mentor, not having a mentor and trying to do everything yourself. See, back in 2007, I mentioned that I started my company in 1997 with $800 a book on automated HTML in my college dorm room, literally 1997. So I've been doing this for 2 decades. This is our 20th year right now as we record this. My point is that in 2007, after I'd been in business 10 years, I found myself $40,000 in debt working out of my parents' basement. Right. Now, how did that happen? Right. Well, I was listening to a lot of the wrong people. I was following the wrong people. I was very gullible, very naive, and I didn't listen to my inner knowing, didn't listen to my higher self, and I just trusted a lot of people, listened to a lot of very persuasive, slick salesmen, and you know, got into a lot of trouble, lost a ton of money. And so I realized at that moment, I've got to have a real mentor. So what is a mentor? Well, a mentor is what we teach at successclinic.com. A mentor is two things. First, it's someone who's where you want to be, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, it's got to be someone who has done what you want to do. Now, this can be in business. It also can be in relationships. It could be in health or weight loss, right? Wherever you want to go. So, you know, you could have, and I, you know, at any given time, I may have, you know, two or three mentors for different things in my life. It just depends. But my point is that prior to that, I didn't. And I was just trying to do everything myself. And then the second thing that we teach, you know, on our campus is that you've got to make sure that that person, that mentor, can teach you step by step exactly how to get where you want to go.
Right.
See, in this industry is really has become dominated by great marketers whose number one success story is themselves. And in fact, it's kind of their only success story. So when you look at case studies, the question you need to ask is, do they have any?
Right.
Or is it themselves?
Right.
And this industry, sadly, right now, is dominated by very good marketers and salesmen whose number one or pretty much only success story is themselves.
Right.
Hey, man, look at my car. Look at my house. Look at how much money I make. And da 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 da. And look at my watch. And it's like, okay, that's all fine. I don't have a problem with that. But have you helped anyone else?
Right.
You know, or is it just you? Now, if it's just you, that means there's a problem. And the problem is what they're teaching is personality driven.
Sure.
Personality driven. Okay. That means it's dependent on that guy's personality. Notice that they're always very extroverted. You know, they're very loud, very persuasive. Great for them. How about the rest of us? What if I'm an introvert, which I am? What if I, am not you, which I'm definitely not.
Right.
Right. Duh. And so the point is what we encourage people to do, like, for example, if you go to our praise page on our home, on noahstjohn.com and go and click on the button that says praise, and you'll see dozens and dozens and dozens of case studies from real people, real stories, ordinary people who've gotten extraordinary results using our formula, using our framework, our methods. That's the point. I'd rather talk about my clients' success stories than my own.
Sure.
Right? But when you look at mentors who basically it's just themselves, that can be a problem. And that's basically the reason I got into so much trouble and lost so much money was because I listened to all these great marketers and great salesmen.
Right.
So that's what we teach. And frankly, it's something to look out for. It's a big mistake people make.
Sure. I agree. Totally.
So that was just number two.
Number two.
And now number three. If you're ready, is, and this is really, really huge, and I see this costing people a ton of money and time and effort, and that is gathering too much information without giving yourself permission to succeed.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So the basic idea here is that if you were, let's say you're walking on the beach and you see someone drowning, right? I mean, there's someone out there and they're drowning. Now, what would you do? Of course, you'd go save them, right? You'd try to help them. You'd certainly try to get help or, you know, whatever. You'd try to save that person.
Right.
The question I have for you is, if you saw someone drowning, would you throw a bucket of water on their head?
No.
Not unless you really didn't like that person, right?
Right?
If you really didn't like them, then you might do that. That's
right.
Still pretty mean, but nevertheless.
Right.
So the point being, the analogy is, do you know that most people are drowning in what I call shelf help information? They're drowning
sure.
in shelf help. And yet they keep pouring buckets of water on their head.
Sure.
They keep drowning because they're literally drowning themselves. And we are drowning in information. We don't live in the information age. We live in the information overload age.
Yeah.
We're all on overload. We're all on overwhelm. That's all I hear from people. Oh, I'm on overwhelm. And I'm like, dude, you've got to simplify.
Yeah.
And so what, you know, this is the title of my first book. It was called Permission to Succeed. You know, again, you mentioned that I was published by, you know, all those different, I'm the only person that's been published by all those different companies. That was my, my first book was called Permission to Succeed, which is published by Chicken Soup. And so that is when I realized that we don't need more information. We need to give ourselves permission to succeed.
Yeah.
And when you look at the success stories, the, you know, the millions and millions of dollars that my clients are making, it's primarily because I showed them how to give themselves permission to succeed.
Sure. Right. Yeah. And I love what you say about shelf help because instead of self help, because that's true, because people read a book and then they're on to the next thing. And then it's like they're reading, it's like, and they're looking for that magic bullet and, but not actually implementing. Right. So you've got
to
implement, right? So I love that self help. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. Well, so also you talk about, so that's three. So just, so number one was,
Number one was, well, I remember number two. Number one was so long ago, I can't remember. Let's see. We got the not having a mentor. Oh, that's right. Your head trash, right? Not getting rid of your head trash. That's the whole point of the book, right? Get rid of your head trash about money. So not getting rid of your head trash, not having a mentor, and not giving yourself permission to succeed.
Okay, perfect. Yes. Sorry, I didn't write down the first one. I just got distracted.
I wrote a book about it, and it split my mind, too. I get so caught up and so excited. What can I do?
I totally get it. I'm the same way. I could talk for hours about stuff. So you talk about the hidden connection between habits and money. So tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So on our campus, what we teach at successclinic.com is really the two elements of success, of results, of outcomes. And that is your inner game and your outer game. So if you picture two circles, right, just two circles like that, and then there's a little, they're overlapping. They're like overlapping circles, right? So on this side, you have the inner game. Now that's what happens between your ears that you can't see directly.
Right.
But you see the effects of it, like beliefs, thoughts, priorities, decisions, values, desires, all of those things that are between your ears. You can't see them directly, but you see the effects of them.
Yeah.
That's what we call your inner game.
Yeah.
And the outer game are the things you can see directly. Your
right.
habits, lifestyle, systems, strategies, techniques, methods, all the blocking and tackling that we entrepreneurs have to do, your sales pages, you know, your website, the marketing methods and so forth, all the stuff you can see. Now, the interesting thing is that of the millions and millions of dollars, that half a billion dollars that my clients are making, have made over the last few years, 90% of the growth that's happened is from their inner game.
Yeah.
And people don't believe that. They go, oh, no, it's all just marketing. Yeah, is marketing important? Of course it is. Go back to those guys who are dominating this industry. What I've realized after studying them and working with so many people is they're what I call the naturals of success. That means they're not sabotaging themselves. Their inner game, they have mastered the inner game of success. The problem is they've done it unconsciously.
Right.
So they actually can't teach you how to do it.
Right.
That's why you don't actually want a natural as your mentor.
Right.
You know, I'm not a natural. I'm basically a grinder. I've just grinded it out for the last 20 years, you know, but the benefit to the people watching of that is that I've broken everything down step by step. Why? Because I wish somebody would have done it for me.
Yeah.
Nobody did it because they're all just great marketers, great salesmen.
Yeah.
That's fine for them, but it doesn't help the rest of us. So when you look at the hidden connection, it really comes down to inner game and outer game. And when those two things meet, that's where the thing. That's where you have the thing called success.
Yeah, no, and I totally agree because, you know, there's always the latest new marketing technique or the newest widget or the gadget or something. Or,
right.
oh, if you do this, you have this funnel, you have that, and you got to learn all of that. And it's just like, God, it's exhausting. And it's great. You still see people who do all of that, right? And mm-hmm. still don't succeed. And it's because, and it is, I totally agree. It's that mm-hmm. inner game mindset stuff. So, yes. Awesome. So then they don't get anywhere. Right. And wonder why.
Well, it's shiny object syndrome. Yes. It's shiny object. They end up chasing their tail and they're not building that bridge from where they are to where they want to be. They've got like 20 half built bridges.
Sure.
And the half built bridge, what happens? You're going to fall down and hurt yourself.
Sure.
So
yeah.
I'd rather see people get one bridge built rather than 20 half built bridges. So frankly, that's why, again, when you go to the praise page, you just read the story after story. I mean, people who were $60,000 in debt, now they have a six figure income. People who went from zero to six figures in a matter of 4 months or less. I mean, and seven figures in 2 years or less. You know, after really spending all this money on everything else, and they were just struggling.
Yeah.
So it's really nice to see those results.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I call it entrepreneurial ADD.
Right.
It's like, woo, what's that?
That's right. That's right.
So, I mean, you've talked about this already, but what makes your program different from all the other business programs out there?
I think one of the things that may, and you know, this is coming from our clients, you know, who've made so much money as a result of working with me, is one of the things that we hear is different is that those other programs are trying to shove marketing, you know, more marketing and marketing methods and techniques and gimmicks and so forth. They're trying to shove that down your throat. Now, there's nothing wrong with marketing. I mean, we have to do it in business, right? Yeah. You have to let people know, hello, I exist, and here's how I can help you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's basically what marketing is. It's showing up to a group of people and saying, hello, here's how I can help.
Yeah.
The point is, of course, you need that. But however, the issue is that the people who are teaching marketing, there's a huge difference between someone who is great at marketing and someone who can teach how to get great at marketing.
Right.
Right. So there's great marketers who can't teach how to do marketing.
Right.
See what I mean? And so because I'm not a natural, because I've had to break it down for myself because nobody else did it, I've realized that, wait a minute, I can help people with inner game and outer game. And that's exactly what we do. So we have a program, for example, called Money Mindset Mastery, where we help people literally fix their inner game of success and get rid of their head trash about money in 5 weeks or less. That's basically how we've helped people make a lot of money. But then people kept saying, great, no, you got rid of my head trash. I feel great. Now I want you to help me, you know, can you help me build my business? And I said, oh, no, well, I don't do that. I'm just, you know, the head trash guy. And the reason I was saying that is because now I've been doing this for 20 years. I started in 1997 when there was only dial up. It was basically me and Al Gore back then. I mean, I've been doing this a long time. My point is, I'm glad you laughed at that joke because people don't get that one. Anyway, my point is that I can do this in my sleep. I can teach anybody how to, you know, get their funnels and do this. I'm doing it myself, and I've helped my high level clients do that for many years. And then I said, why am I saying that I can't do that? Oh, because the marketer said, oh, you can only do one thing. Oh, you can only do one thing. I'm like, whose rule is that?
Right.
Why do I listen to those guys? Right. So finally, I put out a how to build your business program. We call it Six Figure Business Machine. And people just love that. I mean, we just had tons of people go through that. So now we help people with inner game and outer game. My argument is you really should start with the inner game. Because if you're starting with the outer game, that's probably where you've already had a lot of training. That's probably where you're drowning in information and shelf help. And I'd rather see you stop pouring buckets of water over your head. I'd rather you get out of, stop drowning, simplify your life, streamline your business, and get better results.
That's awesome. Okay, great. Well, so tell me about your book. We can get it for free?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. So all you have to do is go to sendmeabooknoah.com. Very easy to remember. Tell me what to do. Send me a book, noah.com.
Okay.
And I will do that. I will send you a book. So send me a book, noah.com. And you can actually get it in two ways. You can get it as an ebook. Just, you know, enter your name and email and I'll just write as an ebook. And then you can also get the paperback version. So we have a hard version of it.
Yeah.
And when I say hard, an actual, you know,
an actual
version
book.
You can hold in your hand.
Yeah.
Not difficult, but a version that you can hold. Paperback, and that's just there's no cost for the book. We just ask that you cover shipping.
Sure.
So wherever you are on planet Earth, we just announced this. Actually, we've already shipped over 2 dozen countries around the world.
Wow.
You know, we've shipped I don't know how many thousand books out there. But anyway, my point is that sendmeabooknoah.com. You can get it in both versions too. By the way, you can get it in the ebook and the paperback version.
Yeah.
But basically, it is free for everyone watching.
Yeah, that's great. I just ordered my an actual book. like yesterday, and I was just like, I get it today. It's like, wow, an actual book.
Is, I know. It's fun. It's fun. I mean, I enjoy that. I did it because I'm old fashioned. I do like to hold books.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, by the way, you can get it on Amazon if you want to pay for it, but right. We've like, why pay for it if yeah. you don't have to? No.
Right. So, right. Send me a book, noah.com. That's it. Great.
And I will do it. I will do it.
Awesome. Well, and so you've talked about your different programs and such, and so tell us where we can find out more about that.
Sure. Just go to noahstjohn.com. That's my name, noahstjohn.com. There's lots of free information. We've got videos. We got, you know, articles on the blog. And of course, you can look at our different products from Money Mindset Mastery to Six Figure Business Machine, you know, all of our high level coaching and so forth. But, you know, we're really excited because we want to help 10,000 business owners to double their performance and profits. And nice. we've helped many thousands do that, and we want to just keep going. So for all the folks watching, we definitely invite you to get started. And the perfect place to get started is sendmeabooknoah.com, and also just to get more information or contact me directly at noahstjohn.com.
Okay, great. Awesome. And I'm going to have links below wherever you see this. There will be links below. So great. So yeah. So anything else you want to leave us with, Noah, about like that, you know, one last tidbit that's just gonna, you know, bring sure. it home for us all.
Absolutely. I'm gonna share the five words that really changed my life and really helped me go from, you know, being suicidal to having basically a dream lifestyle, you know, that really has eclipsed anything I could have dreamed of before. Yeah. And that is, give yourself permission to succeed.
Yeah.
Give yourself permission to succeed, because when you give yourself permission to succeed, what will happen is a ripple effect that will affect everyone around you, your family, your children, your grandchildren, and literally your clients and the world. And so when you give yourself permission to succeed, you will give others that same permission. And that's how really we can change the world.
Yeah, that's fabulous. Awesome. Great. Noah, thank you so much for being here with us. I really appreciate it. You're so much fun. And I love your information, because of course it's very similar to what I do, and I totally believe in it. So people, you know, go to sendmeabooknoah.com and also noahstjohn.com. Thanks, Noah.
You bet.
All right. Bye.